on. Hi, everybody. Well, today is Friday, unless you're on an archive. Not Friday. So, but for us, it's Friday, and the time is 7 o'clock Pacific. If you're interested, we're on Station 2. And the date today is January the 30th. So one more day in the month here. Tomorrow, which will be Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift, same time, same station. So as they used to say in the old days, be there or be square. So anyway, here we go. So think of a situation, everybody. Maybe you got squared off or something. So here we go. Let's think of an emotional situation, a pain that you may have heard, and we'll release and do for you one specific incident, one page in your book of stuff, and think of it right now. Here we go. So, one, two, three, four, and five, and again, one, two, three, four, and five. Yoke. Let's do the light bean activation. So I'll bring up one or all three light beans, whatever you have on your screen there. The first one will be three males coming in. Here they come. Give you peace energy into your room and also for yourself. Next to your heart energy. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. I will bring in three of the non-gender. So one, two, three, four, and five. And here comes one female energy in the light beam. The female light beam is coming. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is out there. And today it's our paranormal show. So are you out there, Cindy?
I made the leap. Welcome, everybody, and thank you, Vaughn, for the clearing and activating the light beams for us. We have several emails that have carried over, and if anyone has an email to send to us this evening, clsquestions@yahoo.com is the place to email, and please put your the day that you'll listen and the topic. That helps if you put that in the subject line for us. And we'll also be looking in the chat room if you happen to be at CLS chat. To find the chat room, you can go to creationlightship.com. Up at the top during the show, there's a link. It's an audio link and then a chat link. And you can click there. And let's see. I'm wondering, Ron, if we could have some type of mental clarity clearing. I just got in late to my desk here, and I just feel a little
okay, that
unclear.
Sounds good. So is that the scenario like everything's fine, but it don't work, huh? So here we go. Mental clarity. So let's get you all into the present moment here. Bring your bits and pieces back. So one, two, three, four, and five. And I'm yawning a little bit, so if somebody's way out there in the beyondo. So here we go, coming back. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, that's feeling better. Two, three, four, and five. Okay, that should help you. Everybody check your finger exercise and just see where you are. And your finger should be straight ahead. If they just take one of your index fingers, either left or right, and just kind of move it in front of you and have your body stop basically straight on in front of you. You know, you don't want to do it mentally because then you're going to be really accurate and try to fool your body. But just kind of move it and have your body stop. And if you're directly straight ahead, then that's where you should be. Oh, back to you, Cindy.
Excellent. Thank you, Ron. The finger exercise information is under reminders at the CLS chat site. You'll see a tab there that says reminders. There are several other reminders that Ron has listed for us, but the finger exercise is listed there too. So that's nice to be able to review that. Okay, well, tonight is paranormal night. We do have several paranormal stories, and I would like to start out with kind of a double header email. We have a person that emailed us regarding a paranormal activity, and she says that she has a kitchen wall clock that runs on a single D battery. She took the battery out a couple years ago, put the clock away into the closet. The other night, she heard a loud ticking noise, and she went to the direction of the noise and led her to this closet, and sure enough, it was the kitchen wall clock. She said the clock was set for the correct time, and the small hand was moving normally. There was no battery in the clock. So she did the entity removal, timeline crash, and location space crash, one for aliens and one for entities. And then the clock stopped.
Holy smokes,
You're right. She said, not sure what's going on, but I am no longer in possession of this clock.
Boy, sounds like it was running on a timeline and it got dropped in here. Well, we could figure out a way to have our cars work that way with no gas.
Right.
Boy, that's really a weird, oddball thing.
Huh. Very. So, if anyone else has a paranormal story, you can put it in the chat room or email clsquestions@yahoo.com. Okay, so I said this was a double header. This person also had a clone story, which, you know, maybe that's paranormal too. Let's see here. Visited a coffee shop that's next door to her office, and there was a new employee, a young male with blue eyes. He looks robotic, glossy eyes, and will not look directly at you. He looks down or up. He can only handle giving you a small cup of coffee and doesn't understand medium or large. The menu shows all kinds of cookies, cupcakes, and cakes. He tells you the cost of a small cup of coffee is $3. One cookie is $3, and one cupcake is $3. Okay, this is the kicker. When you ask for a particular kind of cookie and you only want one, he tells you that you have to order the cookie and it takes 3 days before it is ready. So she left, but she said heard similar stories from other people. So what do you think about that, Ron?
Well, how did it say? Maybe the cookie comes from Beyondo, you know, and that's the quickest they could get it, you know. I don't think I'd want any of those cookies. Jeez, it takes 3 days to make them. Well, I guess you got to put your order in. Very strange.
Yeah, it's something about threes. Everything was three.
3 days to make it, and it's $3.
Yep.
What does that mean, anything? Coffee's $3.
I know.
Boy.
Everything's three.
Yeah, you got all threes there. Wonder what the address is. That'd be kind of even scarier, wouldn't it?
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah, 333 3rd Street, right?
I bet it is. Well, this is a longtime listener. She might be listening right now. If so, either send us an email or put the information in the chat with the address, or if there were any other threes. I just wonder if his program got stuck. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, I don't think he knew what to do. You know, that's what it sounds like. Kind of, maybe it's a really insecure, shy clone, you know. And, it sounds pretty strange. Especially, you know, if they do have cookies there and he can't sell it because he thinks it takes 3 days to make them, you know.
I just wonder the owner, what the owner banks or what's going on there. That's just...
And he is having other people. He doesn't really know what he doesn't know, so for him, he's probably perfectly fine, you know. Everybody else is probably getting upset, and he just is following his routine. And, boy, you know, and he probably wouldn't know what to do if he did get upset, you know. I wonder if he smiles a lot. Does it say that he smiles?
She didn't say. He just looks down.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's interesting. Well, I had a clone alert. I was in Walmart a couple days ago, and I purchased just a few things. And one of them was a coin purse that has these tabs that you turn. It's really kind of an older time coin purse. And anyway, so I have one for sunglasses and one for coins. And so he goes to ring it up, but he wants to look inside to see if there's if I hit any gold bricks or anything in there. He's trying to open it up. And, you know, this is like 5x3, maybe. Anyway, he's trying to open it up, and he couldn't do it, so then he turned it around, did the same way, turned it upside down, and I said, oh, and I realized he really couldn't get it. And I said, oh, here, that might just be stuck. Let me do it. And I just, all you do is you pinch them, and then they open. So I did that. And then he wanted to look at the little coin one, and he tried to get in that. And I said, oh, I'm sorry, that one might be stuck, too. Let me try it. Sure enough, I could open it. And so this gentleman was ringing things up, so he could do that. It was just a weird scenario that he just couldn't quite get the grip. So you think he was teleported in?
So that's pretty strange, you know. I had one. I have an old truck, an old Dodge truck that I wanted to find out the number of the transmission. So I was doing some research on the net, and one of the sites, you know, said, well, call, you know, the Chrysler Corporation. They can be very helpful. So I call them up, and it's a 96 Dodge truck, okay, an old Caltrans truck that I got. And so I call the lady up. And, you know, I had the VIN number. I said, you need the VIN number to look up? I want to know what the transmission number is on the truck because there's no tags on it. But there is some other numbers on the side of the thing, you know, but they don't say the exact number of the transmission, you know. So it must be coded some other way. So anyway, so she goes, okay, just a minute. So she looks it up, and she goes, what's your name? I go, and I thought, well, that's kind of weird, you know, want to know what my name is, you know, to give me this information. So I did that, and she goes, well, you're not on file here. And I go, I said, what? I said, well, the thing was bought in California by Caltrans. It's orange, and it was made in 96. And I said, and, you know, as far as I know, Caltrans had it except for the dealer that I got it from, you know, a few years ago, you know. And I said, plus, you know, the thing is you know, what, 19 years old. I said, why would you want to know who owns a truck that's 19 years old? I mean, what are you going to have on file there, you know? I said, if it'd be a new truck, I could see you may want to know who the owner is maybe. But a 19-year-old truck? She said, well, I'm just following what I have here, you know. And I finally got the number from her. But anyway, that was that scenario, you know? So, you know, I mean, hello.
Gosh. Ron, we have a couple of comments in the chat room about the situation in regard to the coffee shop man, young man. He's living 3 days in the past on a belated timeline.
Wow. Boy, so he's saying the clerk is living 3 days in the past, or the person who wrote in is in the past?
I took it to be the clerk, and the listener's still in chat, so he could send us.
Oh, that's because it was a 3-day thing, and the cookies aren't made yet, huh? He's waiting to have them out of the oven after 3 days, huh? Oh boy.
Yep. That could be that he was in a belated timeline. We have another message here in regard to the 333 thing. A place that I hang out at every day, I found out the address is my year of birth backwards.
Hmm. Well, looks like they got you coming and going on a timeline, huh?
Wow.
Yeah, pretty... Kind of about a NATO code thing. I was just thinking, kind of jokingly, you know. So he's, you know, the old saying, day late, dollar short. So he's 3 days late and $3 short, right?
Oh, yeah, that's on the coffee shop guy, yeah.
Yeah.
The address is somebody different, not the person that experienced the coffee shop clerk. So anyway, that's... Those are very interesting tales, for sure. Okay. Ron, please remind me of... Are we going into regular emails or do a little more paranormal?
That'd be fine, yeah. We can mix them up if you want. We'll see if we can do a healing here of some sort.
That would be great. Let's see... We have a question regarding the Immaculate Conception clearing.
Oh,
and
hang on a minute. I just thought of something.
Okay.
This will be paranormal. You know how the old saying is, geez, they must be talking about you. Your ears are turning red or your ears are burning. Remember that phrase, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, so a lot of people that actually happens to. So, and if it doesn't happen to you, maybe the energy's there, you're just not aware of it. Okay? So let's do a clearing for that. So this will just be, this is a paranormal night. This would be a neat thing. I've never done this one before. So somebody, you know, that you know has been talking about you. Hopefully it's good things, but... I don't know. Maybe they turn a different color if it's good and red when it's bad. I don't know. But we'll just say that somebody's talking about you. Now, for a real sensitive person, they're going to know about it. But now, most people, that doesn't happen to, even though people are talking about them. So let's take the time that somebody talked about you last, which should probably be maybe in the last week very easily, since people see people. And so here we go. Let's take away the energy from your ears. Okay. We'll do it from today, and I'll go back 7 days and just see if you can feel maybe your hearing might change or something. I don't know. We'll see what we get, you know.
Ooh.
We'll commenting. So here we go. For today, taking away that energy, I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now yesterday, I'll call that day 2. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, day 3. Went backwards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Let's see. 2, 3, day 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Day 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Day 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Day 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Was that 7 days or is that, I'll do one more. 8 days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, let's just see if we have anybody's hearing change or just how they feel. Back to you, Cindy.
Well, that's so very interesting when you talked about the if their hearing changes. I know that sometimes there's a hearing frequency. Like all of a sudden I can hear a different frequency, and I don't know if I hear better or not, but I'm wondering now if that could tie into it.
Well, it could be, yeah. Well, let's just go back to the time that maybe your ears were ringing. Everybody has to kind of go back in their memory, and maybe they heard something. A lot of these things kind of happen, and you don't really notice them too much. because mm-hmm. it's a common occurrence, and it's not that unusual. But let's just see if we'll just pick a time that it happened. Your body knows about this. Well, you may not know about it consciously. So let's take away that energy. So mm-hmm. Remember, I'm assuming that it is a alien energy being directed toward you. So here we go. Releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'm also kind of seeing maybe people that may have a heart condition or something. Maybe there's energetic cords from the Beyondo attached to your heart. And somebody's like pulling the little strings, making your heart like, jitter or jump or skip a beat or something, So here we go. Let's release mm-hmm. that. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We'll just see what comes across the chat room there. So back to you, Cindy.
Excellent, Ron. Thank you very much. We haven't received a response regarding ear or hearing changes, so we'll look forward to that. But we do have a comment. My sister-in-law just said her ears were burning, and it turns out that the commenter's daughter has been asking when she could go over and spend the night with her aunt. So there we have it.
Yeah, interesting.
Sample. Uh-huh. Very interesting. Okay, let's see here. We have a mention here about the frequency. I use self-empowerment to clear very low frequency to very high frequency from power lines, electrical lines underground, and cell phone towers. Now, that's interesting.
Yeah, boy, that's good.
Wow. And I'm curious about this writer, what the change is, if there's been any change. So if you have a chance to comment, that would be great. Let's see here. Well, that'll take us back to the Immaculate Conception question. And this email reads, "Hi, Ron. The Immaculate Conception Whole Life was one of my first clearings. I've even done the seven generation. However, the whole life, I'm going to skip that part. She wants to know if she could use the Immaculate Conception to clear pre-birth issues. What do you suggest?" And Juan, we were talking earlier about this question, and you recommended looking into some of the body clearings.
Yeah, but remember, your everything that you have with you, say 99% of what you have when you're born is dormant, and it's with you waiting to be activated. And so there really would be, in a sense, no way to know what is there ready to come up for you to activate, because I don't see it working to clear you completely out that way, okay? Because what happens on the clearings is that it has to work with what you're dealing with. So if you had issues, then you want to look at the issue and see what body is holding the issue. So it'd be very hard just to do one large blanket clearing for everything, because it's not active yet and it doesn't have a life of its own. Remember, once you activate your stuff, your baggage, stuff in your backpack, once they start getting a life of their own because you're focusing on it, or even if you don't focus on it, you see it physically or you hear about it, then all of a sudden now it's a life of its own, and then the aliens, along with your body, because your body will kill himself to get well, so it'll keep bringing forth the energies to harm you eventually. Okay, it may sound kind of counterproductive there, and it may sound like, gee, why is your body trying to kill itself? Well, the main thing is it's trying to get rid of blocked energy. It's suffocating. And so it knows that this energy that got brought up, you brought up, or it got brought up some way, will have a life of its own, and it'll keep coming at you continuously until you get rid of it. So in a sense, mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of like, you know, you're in a pit full of vipers, snakes, you know, and you got to keep trying to get rid of them. And you push them away, they're still going to come back. So you need to do kind of like a cut the head off the snake, you know, in a sense, so that these energies will no longer be with you. Mm-hmm. Initially, all those snakes are sleeping until you start awakening them up. And they're going to, you know, be with you your whole life. So, like, if you scun your knee when you were 1 year of age, and it happens again when you're five, and it keeps going on, and now maybe you're 70 and you're falling down all the time, skinning your knee, and you go, I don't know what's happening here. Well, that's your body telling you there's a problem here. Hello, wake up, you know. It's trying to get your attention. And maybe the fall that you have is worse than skinning your knee. Maybe you break your kneecap or something. And that's the way it starts off. It's just a simple little thing that doesn't seem to matter. And each time it gets worse. And that's what we could call the barcode as it gets really bad, you know, when you keep having stuff happening to you. That's the reoccurring barcode, a systematic, you know, maybe negative energy that you want to get rid of. So, you know, but as far as doing, getting back to the question, as far as doing a math of conception on all your DNA, no, that would not work because, you know, everything is in there. It's not active yet. So you want to look at what body's holding the charge. Like, is it anxiety? Is it fear? Is it trauma? You know, are you dealing with some energy, an emotional energy, self-sabotage? All these are energetic bodies that get clogged up that are protecting you from being stuck inside of your physical body, but they still resonate to you. So it's just it's an energy transfer. And people read that, and that's why things start happening to you in your life, because they're reading these bodies. And like attracts like, and your body, like I said again, will kill itself to get well, and it will bring people into your life to sabotage you. And your body will work with your spirit, and your spirit then works with your soul family, and you get all those soul family karmic agreements. So that's your karma, is from your soul family, and your body mm-hmm. is bringing all that stuff forward as it needs to get it out because it wants to live longer. So looking at your body is in the self-defense mode, okay? It goes, oh, this is coming down the pike here. Let's fix it. Well, the human isn't very smart here, that the consciousness will say, and which is really probably the emotional body. Not very smart, so we got to really, you know, cause harm to the physical body so they get it. And eventually, hopefully, they'll get it. But I got to keep doing this over and over again, because the person needs to release the blocked energy, needs to get this stuff out of them or out of it. Otherwise, they could die from it. I don't want to be hobbling around at 70 years of age with a broken kneecap, and it doesn't heal, and I got to, you know, put some kind of brace on and walk stiff-legged for my whole life. Doesn't want to have that. He wants to get it done mm-hmm. maybe when you're 20. So, you know, it doesn't happen. But if you haven't dealt with it, yep, it will reoccur. That's the old phrase, history repeats itself. And it keeps repeating until you get rid of it. So hopefully that's helped out the person who asked the question. So you want to look at the energetic body that you're having troubles with, difficulties with. And if you think you're perfectly fine, then ask one of your friends what they think of you and what you're doing that's negative or something, what's your patterns. And they will, I'm sure, tell you, because they have the same patterns that you have because you're hanging out with them. And so they will actually expose it to themselves by not knowing about it, but they'll tell you what they like or don't like. And then from there you could work on it, on what body you need to clear so you don't end up, you know, being really old with a physical condition or problem. So back to you.
Wow. Very interesting. Thank you, Ron. I'm actually going to be listening to this archive tomorrow because I think some of that just slipped right through my mind. So I know there's some important points there for us. So thank you. We do have feedback regarding the sound frequencies. The person responded that she definitely had yawning and felt better afterwards. So that's interesting. I think it's worth doing. Let's see. We have a person that says that she does clearings on herself in the kitchen, and she noticed the fridge groaning. And she makes sure she doesn't go near it at that moment. And a couple of suggestions in the chat is do the object clearing on the fridge. And another one is, that might be the one. But we have another comment about doing the object clearing. I did the object clearing on my car after transmission of oil change for cellular nutrition and was yawning hard. Now, the person is putting in object charged. But I believe that is that she's removing the object energy. What do you think about that, Ron? When somebody's clearing an object, Ron, I don't hear you. Oh, there you are.
Yeah, you do an object clearing normally. I think most people are using object clearing is to get maybe residual energy, maybe negative energy or energy off something that they're using to get it back into neutrality. You could also use the object clearing like for drinking water. That could work for that. Now, as far as using the object clearing for your car, you could maybe energize, I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work physically with mechanical parts, okay? So you have a transmission with fluid in it. You might be able to possibly take the fluid that's, you know, your transmission fluid, but it has to be in front of your computer. So I don't think, you know, if for some reason, you know, you had whatever, I'll just say 10 quarts of transmission fluid or something, and you had them in front of you, and you wanted to energize them, then you could do that before you put them into the transmission. So I don't know what to say other than that, because you have to have it with you, in front of you, something. So, and it'll just put it into, you know, neutral peace energy is what it'll actually do. Back to you, Cindy.
Well, very interesting. We do have a response regarding the coffee shop clone.
Okay.
She kind of emailed into us. Let's see. I was told by someone else that for each person who does order coffee, he pours out one cup, and then he empties the pot and makes a new pot for each order. So I guess you're getting fresh coffee. So that's thinking on the positive side. Oh, also, the note says the young man showed no emotion whatsoever.
Yeah, he does feel like he doesn't, you know, belong here.
Wow. So, do you think he knows? Do you think he knows he doesn't belong, or that?
Oh, yeah, clones don't know. He probably had a basic training. And he probably was very selective on what he was hearing because, remember, the program was probably very limited inside of him, the logic program. So maybe he only heard, you know, when the pot gets low, you know, you don't want to leave it on to burn the coffee, so make new coffee. And so more than likely he just heard about maybe transposing that around or something where when you pour a cup of coffee, you know, that means that I got lower, right? lower inside this pot and make a new pot of coffee. So, yeah.
Wow. Very interesting. Okay. Well, I would like to flip back to paranormal spaceship sighting. And a link was sent to us, and the note says, look towards the last portion of the video. The circles repeat forever down the skyline, and it's way down. Oh, great. This person was kind enough to attach the link, or attach the file. So I'll be, our moderator will be able to update the CLS chat site under pictures, clouds, and we'll have that under there. When I looked at it, it actually had clouds like covering over the rim, like it was overflowing. So I'm going to paste it into the.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but it almost feels like maybe they copy and pasted maybe a ship cloud into another hologram. That's what it's kind of, in a sense, feels like to me as you're talking about it. So you had two holograms that they brought together. I almost talk about, you know, ships, UFOs, or aliens and stuff. I would almost want to go on record, but I don't want to. But it almost feels like to me that there will be a physical sighting of a large ship within probably between, you know, now maybe in the middle of the year. We'll say between now and June. That's kind of what I'm sensing, the way the energies are feeling. So they're going to do something here. Why, I have no clue. But it feels like there's going to be something that will be very large showing itself to people here. This feels that way to me. So we'll just see what happens after 6 months. And naturally, you know, I don't know if you could run away, but, you know, as long as it doesn't see you, you're probably safe, you know? But anyway, back to you, Cindy.
Wow, very interesting. Well, I did have the moderator post the link for Facebook, but it will be added to the CLS chat site later tonight after the show. So you can check that out. It's very daunting. I mean, I was almost sick to my stomach looking at it. And it's fine as it goes off to the right, and then it starts coming back to the left, and more is revealed, and it is huge. Ugh. Ron, do you feel that this contact that's going to be revealed this year is in agreement with all the governments? Or
I don't know. Feels like they have a sighting like that that will be. Yeah. I'm looking at the cloud right now. It looks pretty awful.
Towards the end is when they pan back to the left, and you'll see the clouds, like it's an overflowing pot, really.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Is that an observatory that's there, I wonder? Something there.
I didn't have a chance to look it up, I guess.
Yeah, it has some dome on the building. Very interesting.
It was a foreign site on Facebook. I clicked over to the site and it was a different language, and then I just, or maybe it's a compilation of different things. So I will say that we do have a couple of really long emails.
If you pause it, I'm at 13 seconds into it. It goes for 32 seconds. If you pause it, and I'm at 13, maybe you go, you know, a little on both sides. But if you look at the clouds, besides this, like, octopus tentacle type thing, you know, if you look at the clouds up there, they got really weird alien heads on it, more weird than I've seen before. it kind of looks like, you know, the face of the moon, you know, how you have the little craters in it, but that's the way the clouds kind of look. But if you start looking for eyeballs and different things, they got really weird faces. Oh, there's one just to the right of the tallest. Maybe it's a street light or something. It kind of looks like a thing with horns, like a cow's head or something. But anyway, there's tons of these, lots of these faces up there. Well, maybe this is the tube to feed them. Oh, I don't know. But anyway. You can.
Geez.
I'll get off of here now. I enough aliens as it is, you know. But let's do a clearing of some sort. So let's do a clearing for. Let's see here. Well, let's do one that we haven't done for a while. Let's do one for your feet. So to first clear the energy out the bottom of your feet. So we'll say this is probably ankle related. Feet-related, toe-related. So we'll do a little healing for people. Then we'll do the air cushions. So I haven't done this for, I don't know, maybe a year or so. So here we go. Taking away the energy out of your ankles first. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. This could be energetic cordings. It could be alien tentacles, things crawling on you, whatever. We'll try to get them off here to give your ankles and feet some relief here. So here we go. Working now on your the bottom of your feet. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And do a little more energetic work here on your feet. So stronger, stronger. That's feeling better. Stronger and stronger. Now we're going to put on what I call an air cushion. It'll be something between the ground and the bottom of your feet. It'll kind of be like you're walking on air or like a real spongy sponge, okay? So here we go. We're going to install that if you like. Well, it'll last for maybe a day or so. Like I said, I haven't done this. Geez, probably, I would think maybe 2 years or so. I did it on one of the BBS programs, I think. So here we go. Air cushions coming in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I have to do this probably 5 times. So next layer of energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And number 3, I'll do some counting. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And number 4. Count again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the last one here, I'll use the word stronger again to increase the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that's feeling pretty good. Everybody get up and walk, and just see if you have a little more spring in your step. Feel like you're maybe can bounce a little bit. Maybe you think you're on the moon or something. Bouncing around like you see in some of those pictures from the astronauts, and just see how you're feeling. And you should feel like it's easier to walk with less weight, you know, maybe on your feet. So we'll see what kind of comments. How are you doing, Cindy?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm not walking around, though. So, but my feet, my left foot actually feels different. To take my shoes off. Thank you very much. We'll look for the chat room, see if we have any responses or feedback regarding that. Okay, a couple quick questions, Ron. Is there a clearing for karma, to clear karma?
Well, the karma is the dark side energy, so you start getting rid of your programs, that gets rid of the karma. So, you know, you got, you know, the karma energies, there's probably more energies that you could even manage to count and talk and do everything else within your whole lifetime. Well, that's mm-hmm. your DNA is your karma. Oddly enough, I got the address here. 633 Lassiter Mill. Oh, did have some sixes, a six and a couple of threes. Very interesting. So, yeah, your karma is your natal chart, and it's your DNA. That's your karma. And what we do is take away the energies that we talked about earlier that's resurfaced in this lifetime. So another way of looking at karma, you would have to experience every thought of all of your ancestors, okay? And how long would that take you in one lifetime? You know, how much would you get through? You know, maybe, you know, I'm sure it's less than 1%. So you're not going to clear all your karma. And the karma that you have is dormant. But what recycles and comes up is what you activate. So you're responsible for that activation. Whether you hear it, see it, or you experience something yourself, it makes no difference how it comes into your vision, your lifetime. Once it gets activated by you connecting to it, then you're dealing with that until you die. So that's what it is. That's why you want to clean out your energetic bodies, so you can start to have a better life and feel more freed up. Otherwise, those energies from those energetic bodies are going to kill you. Oh, back to you. Plus, you have the alien death barcodes. That's probably the major thing that's probably why people die, because they have the alien death barcodes on them. Oh, and that's definitely karma. Back to you.
Excellent information. And my right foot now is caught up, and I still have my shoes on. I feel like I have like those gel cushions in there. So thank you. That is amazing. And we have two comments.
And remember, each time you have a thought, you're creating karma. Each time you think of something, you're now programming something in that karmic box, okay, in your karmic wheel. So it's all mind energy. That's the darkness. Okay, back to you.
Okay. Sorry, I changed the subject for a second there. So first comment about the feet cushions. Great, Ron, this is a treat. Feet feel great. Second comment is, thanks, Ron, for the feet cushions. They feel normal for a change. So that's interesting, too. And we're running out of time, so I'm just going to go through a couple other questions real quick. One is regarding the spirit energy, Ron. Our moderator responded to a chat question. If somebody wants to know what percentage of spirit energy they have, should they still email you at creationlightship@yahoo.com?
Well, that energy doesn't really mean anything. I can give you a number, but that's what you probably came in with. So when you're first born, you have all that you can muster up to come into your body that didn't get stolen from your last lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And so the number really would be meaningless, because what you have is what you have to work with. And so, you know, if you start getting more energies back, because remember, your spirit leaves you two reasons. One is it got stolen by the aliens and it's in the Beyondo and you're never going to probably find it again. That's number one. Number two is you actually force your spirit out of your body and it's hanging out alongside of you waiting to come in because you didn't do clearings or you thought something or got involved with an energy, your karmic energy, and your spirit had to leave because it didn't want to go through physical pain or trauma. Okay? And so it goes, oh, I'm out of here. So a little piece of you takes off and it's gone. And maybe that's the piece that got traumatized, okay? So let's just say that the little piece, we'll say you have 100 pieces. So all of a sudden you go through a trauma and 99 of those pieces leave you instantly, but one stays behind, now it gets traumatized. Okay, so now it goes outside of you and it goes, I'm not going back in that body ever again. You know, been there, done that, okay? Now your trauma gets over with, and the other 99 come back in again. That one's never going to come in. Now you do an emotional clearing or a trauma clearing or something to get rid of that issue that it experienced. Now all of a sudden it's cleaned off. Okay, you cleaned it off. and now it can come back into you again. So now you gained one piece. That's the way it works. So, you know, knowing how much you have in your body doesn't really matter, and it really shouldn't even be a concern now. I used to tell people that, but it doesn't really matter. What you have is what you have, and you want to clean off your body of all this density, and also when that happens, your spirit normally gets the benefit and gets cleaned off also almost all the time. So the only way you're going to get more spirit energy and to be more clear, more awake, more, I guess you could use the word spiritual, is to get rid of the densities that you're dealing with in this lifetime. That's why we have all the clearings on the website. You're regaining your spirit back to yourself, if it can be found, if it wasn't in the beyond or by the aliens. You know, if you did some spiritual practices, you know, maybe, for instance, pushing buttons here, maybe go visiting the pyramid or going to some special healer did some mumbo-jumbo on you and did some astral plane stuff, and you went over here, went over there. Well, you probably got stolen, okay? And so where are your pieces? You're not going to have any idea. You have a spirit, but you're not as powerful as you were when you were born. But you're not even going to know that because you have no recall or record of it. And so the whole thing is you want to get rid of your densities to have more spirit with you. And when we do the calls on the eight-hour calls, we start looking for your spirit pieces and get rid of the clone replicas and the alien critters that came to you when you got abducted and when you got stolen. And then we go back and try to find those bits and pieces of you. And that goes on for a whole month. We do the calls, three calls on Sundays, and the rest of the week, you're still being worked with in quarantine. So the people that were on the call this month, they're still in quarantine, and it will stop when I start the next round of clearings, which will be, you know, in a couple of weeks, we'll say. And at that point, then, if you don't get on the call, then you will be taken, you know, off of the list. You won't be in quarantine, but you do have the advantage of being on it for basically a month, even though you're not physically on the eight-hour call. We're still working with you until the next call starts. So back to you, Cindy.
Oh, excellent reminder, Ron. Thank you very much. Also, speaking of events, be sure and check out the CLS chat site under events, and there's an alert for Expo 2015. Ron will be at the Expo and also presenting their flyers regarding his presentation, and I am just toggling over there for the dates. Basically, Ron, you're going to reveal what's real and kind of break people's myths about what's happening to them. Is that true?
Yeah, so that's I try to always do that on the expo, but there's so much alien stuff now happening, and movies and things that and time travel that you know, people need to kind of know what's going on. A lot of people may think that it's like a fantasy fairy tale world, and that they're watching it and they go, "Oh yeah, this is really great. Isn't that nice to see?" And they don't realize that it's a reality on a timeline. So we are hearing the word timeline a lot now. I've been talking about that for, I don't know, 3-4 years on BBS radio, and chances are maybe some of the people started to get clued in about timelines. And so now it's kind of more of a common word now at the expo. People will say timelines. But before, they didn't even know what it was. So, anyway, back to you, Cindy. We got probably another 7-8 minutes to go. We can go till 5 after.
Okay. I wanted to finish regarding the Conscious Life Expo at LAX Hilton. and that runs February 6th through the 9th. And Ron has been very kind and offered a credit. If you attend the Monday Post Workshop, he's offering a $100 credit towards online CLS clearings just for attending. So check out that link. There's a link to Ron's flyer and then also to the Conscious Life Expo for more information. Oh, so that's exciting. Thank you. We do have a question regarding timelines, since you just brought that up. Hi, does the dark side send its anxiety timeline messages?
Yeah, whatever they can do to push your buttons, yes, uh-huh. So remember, everybody has been dealt a deck of cards, and some are worse than others, you know. So it's it all depends on what you activated in this lifetime in your DNA, and that could kind of be switched over as to, well, I got my chart read, we'll say, and, you know, I have a tendency to be this, that, or the other, and, you know, maybe I have good fortune here coming or whatever. Well, that's your DNA. So your spirit picks your parents, and then they somehow pick when you're going to be born, in a sense, going back, we'll say, 9 months approximately. And then all of a sudden, you start your life with your natal chart, and in that is your karma. That's all of your programs that you're going to be running, maybe then some. So it's kind of, in a sense, up to you. Unknowingly, you probably don't know this, but what are you choosing to activate, and what program are you running? Well, from there, there's other programs that get attached to it. And then once you get a little bit older and you realize, yeah, I'm getting tired of running programs, how do I get out of these programs? How do I have a better life for myself? How do I stop sabotaging myself? How do I this? How do I that? I need to, you know, be a better person or whatever. Then, you know, if you happen to stumble upon our website, then you can say, yeah, that's the answer. I need to do a self-sabotage clearing. Or I need to do one for fear, one for anger. Remember, there's only a handful of these basic energy bodies that's really going to affect you. And once you start cleaning those out, then all of a sudden it takes away the DNA that you activated. It still could be deeper in you with the same issue. But what came up on the surface is what you want to get rid of. So it's kind of like taking off, you know, an old musty coat or clothes that got soiled or whatever, you know, and you get yourself a nice shower, the clothes is gone. The clothes would be your energetic bodies, okay? And so you get rid of those energetic bodies that are causing you problems, then your body is like squeaky clean, and until you have the next thought or you get something activated. Remember, it's taken your whole life to have all this stuff happen to you. Once it's cleaned off, you're reborn again, so you're like a child, like a baby, and then you can start over again. You're not going to activate, I doubt if you could ever activate what you've had so far in your life, you know. I think that would be pretty hard to do. So you just start over again, and now you have the knowledge and awareness of what not to do, because that doesn't leave you. You don't get brain swiped where you become like, you know, just nothing. You know, you have all the knowledge. A discernment, I should say, and the stuff that keeps pushing your buttons is released. So you can have a better life, and when you find yourself having some difficulties somewhere, then if you did the emotional clearing or whatever, the trauma clearing, then buy the unlimited for $50 and clear that one incident. It takes about a minute to do, and it's gone. Your whole lifetime clearing is typically it's probably 15, 20 minutes. To clean out your whole lifetime of your stuff. And it'll get rid of, you know, quite a bit of it. I can't guarantee it'll get everything cleaned out. But, you know, you're going to be a different person afterwards. So that's the reason why you want to clean yourself out. And that's your karma. That's what you brought forward that got activated, okay? So hopefully that's, you understand that, the way it works. And you know, karma is karma, whether it's good or bad. It still is dealing with the alien energies of collective consciousness, universal mind, and that's all controlling you and programs. That's all duality. So you want to get back to neutrality so you're not bringing yourself negative effect. Like I mentioned before, maybe you find $100 in the street and you're really happy because you found something that your good luck will say, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get a flat tire out of nowhere, and it costs you $150 to fix, and there goes your $100 plus more because you're really excited because you found the money. The aliens go, oh, we'll fix this person. We got this energy of them being really excited for the $100, and that will give them another scenario where they're going to have to lose that $100 and then some. And we'll get more energy from the sadness because now they feel like, well, I shouldn't have found that $100. This happened to me. Well, that's what happens. You know, it's the law of cause and effect. It's a pendulum swinging. One side is plus, the other side is minus. How far are you moving on that pendulum back and forth? So the highest high will be the lowest low until you finally get more in the center and the pendulum stops moving. So you do the energetic clearings that we have, the whole lifetime ones, and that pendulum is going to be hardly moving at all. And you won't be going through all these extremes of life. So, and then you have to decide what you want to do because the motivation of the energies of trauma, drama, suffering, pain, whatever is there, that duality energy, will not be affecting you. And you may feel like, gee, what's happening to me? You know, I don't feel like I have any drive to live. Well, it's up to you to reprogram your life. Just think how far you can go with those programs off of you. You know, you can go a long, right, long ways because now you're out of the fear. So back to you, Cindy.
Right, right. Great. Moderator posted the energetic body clearing list on the CLS chat site. If we'll go there and check, and they're hyperlinked to creationlightshift.com, so you'll see those. So thanks for mentioning about those, Ron. We could probably talk a lot about those. I have a quick question regarding the divine being's picture. This person ordered the Lightshift divine being's pictures and wants to know when did they get activated.
A very good question, yeah. So if you did receive them, I need to make a special appointment with you. So you can just send me maybe an email, and I'll be busy. I'd figure probably a good, maybe week and a half. I'll be going to the expo a couple of weeks. But just send me an email, and then I'll put your phone number, naturally, and we'll get a time when we can both do the activation for you. So what I'll do is bring in the peace energy of that being that you purchased. So like if you bought a light being picture, then I'll bring the light being in, and it'll be your choice whether you want male, female, or non-gender. Or like if, say, you bought, let's just say Saint Germain or something, we could bring in the true energy of Saint Germain into that picture. or whatever one you purchased, and then it will radiate peace energy through that particular light beam. And they're going to be a little different, only because we have our own way of interpreting what that picture is, but it'll be peace energy. For myself, when I energize them at the expos, I don't feel any difference, but I do see the colors all of a sudden change on the pictures, and they just get really, really vibrant and become three-dimensional. And it's really nice to watch people's eyes and to watch them smile when it starts lighting up. You know, it's just incredible because they are a real picture at that time with light force energy from the light ship. Oh, it looks like our show's about over. So I'll say blessings to everybody. We'll do the Mind of Heart drop. Donna's wondering if she's on the light ship after being on the conference call. Yes, you are, Donna, until the next one starts. So, yeah, you're in quarantine. You can't ask for healing, but they are still looking for your little bits and pieces and parts out there. So here we go. Let's do the mind to heart drop. And in your spirit out loud, tell them out loud you want to do this. So command your spirit to take the thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. So here we go. Dropping down. Count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. So we'll see you later. Thank you for being on the program, listening to us, and hope to see you in Los Angeles a week from today. So blessings, everybody. Good evening. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, BBS.